complaints, but said they found it hard to stop the hit-and-run looters. We have had incidents of looting in the peninsula, not as bad as the Queen City. One witness said thieves ignoring police, warning shots. Oh, my goodness. Of all things, warning shots and continuing to raid vehicles abandoned in the snow-clogged roads. Another person said a gang of 50 youths looting stalled tractor-trailer trucks and using sleds and wagons to haul off the goods. Several small businesses, from jewelry stores to a bakery or other targets, reported on the police radio. Even the fire department was hit. Looters entered a stalled station wagon and made off with medical supplies and other items. No flights at Buffalo International Airport till tomorrow morning. No flights at Buffalo airports until tomorrow morning. Toronto Airport is all go. All go at Toronto Airport. If you have to catch a flight, the buses are running there. Do not drive. The Burlington Skyway is closed in both directions. You'll have to detour via Burlington Avenue. Now, one updater now on the weather picture as it stands now for this afternoon. Very windy and cold. Very windy and cold with blowing and drifting and whiteouts. Squalls, especially around the lakes. The same for this evening. Hopefully after midnight, the winds will start dying down, but there will be some drifting. No end in sight to the cold wave. Temperatures today and tonight should hold fairly steady at what they are now. That's around minus 13 degrees Celsius or 8 above Fahrenheit. That is 8 above zero Fahrenheit. With the winds, the wind chill factor is 40 to 50 below. 40 to 50 below. The time, 10 minutes after the hour of 1. You're listening to CJRN's Operation Antifreeze on 710. Now back to John Michael.
Well, Scott McKinnon's been found, which is great news. That was that 10-year-old boy who was missing for an hour. We found him, so we can rip that one up. Ron Mace, however, is still missing on the Ozark Trail in Ridgeway. If anybody knows where he is, would you please call? Last we heard, he was walking, and he hasn't been seen for about an hour. Ridgeway has snowed under with 20-foot drifts. Gentleman who called wanting food for that dog in Thunder Bay, please call 894-1459. That was the dog that hadn't been fed in some 2 days. It was apparently loose, and the suggestion was, if you're going to feed the dog, kind of go up there and toss it out of the window. Don't get out, because the dog is a little hungry. We've got three kids and a mother who need food. They've been snowed in for 2-3 days now around the Oxford Street, Crystal Beach area, and we need some food to them. They can only be gotten to with a snowmobile. 894-3629 is the telephone number to call if you want to reassure that mother that food is on the way. Gas stations open. Golf on Bridge Street is open. Black Horse Gas Bar, Highway 20 and Lundy's Lane. Telephone number for those donations, 8356-67104 money. The snowmobilers are starting to break down now, and so are the four-wheel drivers and the snow plows, and these fellows have been putting gasoline in there and making repairs for the last 36 to 48 solid hours. The snowmobiles are starting to break down, and we're getting some money in from people, and we've also got some people saying, where the heck can they get some repairs done? Well, if you're listening, we're going to put these numbers on the line. Mr. Moon of Stevensville needs a drive clutch for an Arctic Cat Panther, 399cc, a 1970 model. Where can he locate one? If he can get that drive clutch going, he can get his snowmobile back on the road. St. Catharines, a volunteer to pick up senior citizens to take them to the post office in St. Catharines. Call Mr. Wilson at 934-5823. Toronto Star is to be delivered only in St. Catharines, but I got a feeling that that's probably going to be out as well. The wind is starting to hit us again at 50 to 60 miles an hour. Was it 50 to 60, Bill? I'm sorry.
Gusting as high as 50 in some areas, John, okay. Bringing the wind chill factor down to 40 to 50 below.
That's where I was getting that 50 stuff. Okay, it's still high enough to say that if you allow your child out, you're a little bit irresponsible. So it says here in front of me, Toronto Star only to be delivered in St. Catharines. I would imagine that there won't be too many delivery boys delivering anything in our Garden City today. St. Catharines Transit, the last we heard, is still running, except the buses to Port Robinson. The Thorold Credit Union is open until 2 o'clock this afternoon, which is just 3/4 of an hour from now. Good news for those that need some feed for cattle, or feed for livestock, or feed for animals of any kind. The Thorold Flour and Feed is open. That's on Front Street in Thorold. They tell me the St. Catharines Standard is still delivering, except to the rural routes, but I would imagine there'll be some second thoughts on that one. Let's go now to Welland, where the situation is again very, very serious in Welland. Crowland Emergencies, Fire Station 6 on Schistler Road is serving now. The number is 735-7142. Carey's Welding Service. Now, this place is open free of charge to get those snowplows back on the road. If you have a snowplow that's broken down in Welland, Carey's Welding Service will do it for you free of charge to get you back out there. Call 384-9037. I got here a throttle cable needed for a snowmobile. Here's the number. If you can help this gentleman, he can get that throttle cable going and get the whole darn thing back into shape again. 382-3793. 382-3793. Fort Erie, the town, is getting flooded with calls from people wanting to help people, offering money. They ask that you send a check to the treasurer, town of Fort Erie, or call 871-4016. 871-4016. That's just super. You know, it gives a lot of people outside of the stricken area a chance to participate in some form. We've got calls now coming in from all over Ontario. People in Toronto and Oshawa, Ajax, all every place calling in saying, how can we help? Well, now you really can help. If you really want to, you can send some money. Because Bill Shepard is short of cash. No, you can send some money. Because the snowmobilers are now starting to run into repairs. They've been running on their own gas, and they've been doing this, not only snowmobilers, but four-wheel drives and big trucks, everything. They've been running on their own gasoline, and they're also now running out of parts. And once that happens, there's a lot of people in the outskirts of the area of Southern Peninsula here who just will not be able to get food, will not be able to get help of any kind. So we got to keep those snowmobiles going. It's going to take some money, and thank you very much. You now can contribute. If you'd call this number, 356-6710, we'll kind of take your cash contributions just by name only. That way we can put a pool up, and we know how much we're spending for the fellas who are stopping in here who need repairs. And in Fort Erie, if you'd call the Fort Erie City Hall or Town Hall, that'll get you through, or send your check to the treasurer, town of Fort Erie, 871-4016. Snowbound Howard Fritz of Fort Erie is offering free milk to anyone who can get through. Now, he's only going to have to throw it away. Trucks can't get into his farm to pick it up, so snowmobiles are welcome to pick up the milk. The farm is off Point Abino Road. Now, we know that Crystal Beach has run out of milk. So the snowmobilers in Crystal Beach and area, or any place else, actually, if you can get to the Howard Fritz farm of Fort Erie, he's going to have to throw his milk away because he can't get anything in there. If you can get there, take that milk to Crystal Beach. That's where we need it. There are so many farmers who cannot get the milk. Once they've milked, they're throwing milk away. They can't get any trucks in to get the milk out.
Yeah, John, also, we might mention that if they get that milk, don't deliver it to themselves. Get it to a place where the militia will be operating from, or other large emergency vehicles, and they'll transport it.
You can call Howard Fritz at 382-3306, where he's only going to have to throw the milk away. Stanford Variety on Lundy's Lane, back in the falls again, is open until 11:30. All right, no, that's 11 o'clock, actually. And we've still got the word here concerning whether or not the newspapers will be delivered. I don't think that's an emergency. Vince from Pioneer Collision, call Lois at 358-7630. I still haven't heard whether or not we've got some food out to three children and a mother. And let's be blunt about it, the mother and the three children, the mother cannot afford to pay for the food. The welfare check has not arrived, and she can't afford to pay for the food, but we can't afford to keep them hungry. They need food. They're at Oxford Street in Crystal Beach. I haven't yet heard whether or not the food has got there. And until I hear otherwise, I'll keep repeating this. You can call this mother at 894-3629. Be back in a moment. It's 18 past 1 on CJRN's Operation Antifreeze.
This is the worst winter series history. This is January 31st on CJRN.
Can't hear
you. You want me to take it now? I'm not going to do my own suit for you today, John.
No, I tell you, we save that for when it kind of calms down a little at nighttime. But right now, I guess we're right in the middle. How many more hours? When I first met you this morning, which was around about 8:30, 9 o'clock, the word I heard was 12 more hours of the storm before it even started to abate. How are we standing now?
Okay, this is hour 73. Hour 73 of Operation Antifreeze on CJRN 710, 19 minutes after the hour of 1. As we will update the peninsula for you, I'd like to tell you that the entire Niagara region again snowbound today. Police asking that you keep your vehicles off the road. They are keeping their patrol cars off the road as much as possible. Schools in the Niagara region closed today. Hundreds of cars have been abandoned. Some are buried under snow drifts as high as 25 feet deep. We have some homes also snowbound under drifts. One snowmobiler going right over the top of one house. Much of the southwestern part of the province remains at a virtual standstill because of the high winds and severe drifting associated with poor visibility. Militia members of the Welland and Lincoln regiments and snowmobile owners have been asked to report to the Emergency Measures Organization headquarters in St. Catharines. You can talk to people there. Or you can call 356-NEWS, 356-6710, and tell us where you are, give us your phone number, and we will pass it on. They are using CJRN also as a focal point for information. Let's give you an idea of what's happening in other parts, as well as the peninsula. Then we will outline the peninsula for you. Provincial police say Prince Edward County, now that's south of Belleville, we also reach into there. They say that Prince Edward County is isolated with all roads closed. At Picton, the county's largest center, police are not allowing anyone to leave town. So they've sealed off Picton. All county schools, many industries, and the town's business sections closed. Police say many calls have been received from residents who, unable to leave their homes for 3 days, are running low on food. Provincial police in Belleville have one car patrolling Highway 401. All other cruisers have been pulled off. Several policemen unable to reach the station. In Oxford County near Woodstock, strong winds continuing to hamper efforts by road clearing crews. Most county and township roads are closed. All school buses in Waterloo region and in the counties of Wellington, Huron, Bruce, Gray, and Perth canceled. Highway 401 in that area, open, visibility near zero. The Ministry of Transportation reports light to heavy snow squalls now in the Windsor-Sarnia area, as well as southern Georgian Bay and Lake Huron. Many highways in southern and southwestern Ontario are closed or restricted to one lane because for emergency situations. A note from regional police now in Niagara Falls. Please stay off Thorold-Stone, Niagara Falls town line between Beaver Dams Road. That's Thorold, Niagara Falls town line between Beaver Dam Road and Thorold-Stone Road. There are too many cars piling up. I don't understand that situation at all. We've been telling you for the past 73 hours to stay off the roads, but apparently you will not heed the suggestions from the police and from the radio station. All roads are bad. Please stay off unless it's an emergency. Heavy drifting reported on Morrison, Montrose, Thorold-Stone, Dorchester, to give you an example. Parks police say that unless it's an emergency, do not travel along the parkway. Exit at Burning Springs and then take Portage if it is an emergency. That's Burning Springs and Portage. Canada Coach Lines reporting that they will be running buses from the Falls to St. Catharines onto Kitchener, Galt, and then to Hamilton. They will not be running buses to Fort Erie or Buffalo. Grey Coach is running from the Falls to Toronto. They are being able to detour around the Burlington Skyway. The trains are running out of Niagara Falls. We are still trying to get exact times for you. There is no public transit in Niagara Falls whatsoever. No public transit. The schools shut down. There is no mail delivery. The north end and west end of the Garden City. City Hall is closing. The north end, west end starting to get hit. Everyone is being asked by Mayor Roy Adams to get your cars off the streets. Please get your cars off the streets to let snowplows through. Ontario Provincial Police advising us that the QEW from the Garden City to Fort Erie is down, closed. From St. Catharines to Hamilton, the QEW is snow-covered due to moderate to heavy drifting or to nil visibility. Highway 406 from St. Catharines to Welland is closed. The 406 is closed down. Public transit is running in the Garden City, but the Point Robinson bus is only going as far as Windon Village. No schools open, no mail delivery. Highway 20, visibility nil, heavy drifting. Highway 58 is closed. If you live in St. Catharines or you're stranded there, you are out of luck, you will have to stay there. Number 8 highway is open, you take your chances. Number 3, Haldimand Welland Line to Dunville, down. Dunville to Norfolk Line, closed. Other closures, 58 south, Welland to Fort Colborne. Highway 140, Welland to Fort Colborne. Thorold-Stone Road in Niagara Falls, as I said, closed, as is Niagara Stone Road. In Welland, Fort Colborne, we again put out this call to Mayor Pitts. If you're snowbound, or would you please get through to us at 356-NEWS. That's Mayor Pitts of Welland. Will you please call us 356-NEWS? The city engineer, Art Lindell, will you please get through to us on the same line, 356-NEWS, if you're listening. City Hall in Welland is closed. All roads and highways are blocked by heavy snow. Visibility down to zip. Some homes in Fort Colborne, and we have reports that some homes are, drifted right over. There are no buses running, no schools, no mail. Mayor Saraceno of Fort Colborne advising us this is an emergency. Conserve on water. There are no reserves. Conserve on water. No reserves in Fort Colborne. Fort Erie, Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, Waynefleet, roads are blocked. Stay in your homes. The Army is now headed for Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, Stevensville, with loads of groceries that will be dropped off at fire halls and distributed from there. So that's the Army now headed for Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, and Stevensville, with a load of groceries. They will be dropped off at fire halls and distributed from there. In Buffalo, New York, National Guardsmen, the plea being put out on radio and on television, you are wanted for 5 days of active duty. National Guardsmen listening, you are wanted for 5 days of active duty because of the situation there. Officials say high winds could make it a losing battle as they try to clear snow-clogged streets. At least 8 people died in the weekend blizzard in Buffalo. 7 were found in their cars alone. We have one case of a person dying in the Fort Erie area because of a heart attack. He was stranded in his car. Police in Buffalo say scores of businesses, homes, and stalled vehicles. I don't understand this, John. We're looted during the weekend by thieves taking advantage. We've had incidents of looting around the peninsula. For Pete's sake, stay away from those vehicles. And okay, Niagara College now closed for tomorrow in all locations. Niagara College closed for tomorrow in all locations. No flights at Buffalo International Airport until tomorrow morning. No flights at Buffalo International. If you're taking a flight out of Toronto International, it's all go. If you have to catch a flight, do not drive. Do not drive. Take some other mode of transportation. The weather for this afternoon, very windy and cold with blowing and drifting and whiteouts, squalls around the lakes. The same for this evening. After midnight, the winds may die down, and I say may. Tomorrow looks a little better. Some drifting with light winds. No end in sight to the cold wave. Temperatures today and tonight fairly steady, around minus 13 degrees Celsius, 8 above 0 Fahrenheit, but with the wind chill factor making it 40 to 50 below zero. 27 minutes after the hour of 1, we're in hour 73 of Operation Antifreeze on CJRN.
Well, let's start with some good news. The lady in Crystal Beach with those 3 children has been taken care of. Food is on the way, matey. My ma'am, my lady, food is on the way. Super news. Lady on Oxford Street needing milk is being looked after. She will get her milk. So there's 2 good news. We also found that young boy. Incidentally, this is a good time to just jog your memory. Some things you take for granted sometimes, but let's jog your memory. If some youngster is in with you playing with your son or whatever it is, just call home and make sure his mom knows or her mom knows. Because in this kind of weather, you can tend to have a little bit of hysteria. To just call and say, I got Jimmy or I got Jane or something like that. They're with me and they're playing. Call home and make sure everybody understands where everybody is. That way, we don't tie up a telephone line for an emergency service. We're still looking for Ron Mace, missing in the Ozark Trail, Ridgeway. If you know where he is, would you call and let us know? Last we knew was he was walking on that trail. Maybe something happened that caused him to walk. Woman on Simcoe Street has 2 snowmobiles and is making trip to Miracle Marts and Duquette's Pharmacy. Now, if anybody needs anything within that area, I'll give you a number to call, and that lady will pick it up for you. And that'll stop another 3 or 4 vehicles on the road. Here's the number, 356-7605. And I'm just checking outside our studios, and I'm seeing the amount of traffic as cars come out. You are being irresponsible. Please get off the roads. 29 past 1 on CJRN. Welland, Crowland Emergencies, Fire Station Sling. The number is 735-7142. You got a... I beg your pardon, that was a little bit of coke coming back. You got a plumbing situation there, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We're in dire need. We've called plumbers and that, and they can't even come out here until after Wednesday. We have a hot water system in our home. It's a 3-zone system, and the upper level is frozen, and if we don't get some way of help or someone could call us, I'm afraid the pipes are going to burst.
What we're going to do, honey, is to get a plumber or an experienced person in the area to call us, and we'll all take advantage of his knowledge.
Terrific.
Okay, so I'll get someone to call who is a plumber, and I don't know who is, but they're listening to me. I'll ask him, I'll put him on the air, and we'll all take advantage of his knowledge. It's a heck of a good idea as pipes are starting to freeze all over the place. What's your specific problem?
It's the hot water heating system of the house. the system is frozen. The pipes are frozen. That's heating our house.
And you want to know how to unfreeze it?
Yeah, I can give you my number, John, even.
I think I'd better, because we'll also get plumbers to call you as well. So give me a plumbing... I'm just going to mark a whole pile of things here. Plumbing problems. We'll start a new page. Okay, plumbing problems. Go ahead.
It's 682-5928, the number, John.
682-5928.
Yeah, we've tried, but no one's at the plumbing places.
No, I would imagine. Okay, I'll keep repeating that number to get someone over there to help you. And if the worst comes to the worst, well, get a plumber to call me here, and we'll share our problems.
Oh, thanks ever so much.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
Fine. Hi, Steve Areno.
Hi there, John. How are you?
We never met. Ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman, Steve Wheeler, is a member of our staff who's due to report today. But I think we got to know each other pretty good.
Yep, I guess so.
Okay.
I got some good news for you and some bad news. Which do you want first?
Start with the bad news so we end up with the good stuff.
Okay. The bad news is it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit down here, minus 12 degrees centigrade. We've got winds of 30 to 50 miles an hour in this area, but believe it or not, we had some sunshine.
Well.
Very long. I've been in touch with the OPP, and they've asked me to inform you that Highway 55 is open from Niagara-on-the-Lake to St. Catharines. Though, of course, all roads are only for emergency use. Regional Route 100 from the lakeshore via St. David's to Niagara Falls is also open. They have asked me to mention that the Queenston-Lewiston bridge is closed and that the Burlington Strip is completely blocked.
Steve, we'd heard that the Peace Bridge was open. I'd heard it was open. I thought all borders were closed.
Well, they just said, tell everybody it is closed,
okay.
Period.
Okay, all right.
The Helping Hands of Niagara, Newark neighbors down here, have several snowmobiles for use to deliver emergency foods, to pick up prescriptions, and deliver medical supplies if needed. Would you like telephone numbers, John, or would you want people to call me?
No, I think, how do you want to handle it? Because Niagara-on-the-Lake is going to have problems, the wind's picking up. I think maybe if just that one number of yours may jam your lineup.
No, I don't think
so. You don't think so?
That many problems we have down here, but if you want to keep repeating the number, we'd be glad to help.
Yeah, okay, then let it go.
Okay, that, we repeat again, the Helping Hands of Niagara has snowmobiles to deliver emergency foods and medical supplies and prescriptions. We have a number of snowmobiles here that are available to go to Niagara Falls or to any other area in the district as needed. And if people need the use of snowmobiles, give me a call and we'll get them out to you.
Steve, what's your number?
468-2990.
Thank you. We might have to do that, Steve.
Steve, can you hold on a sec?
Stuff here?
Pardon?
Do you want the rest of the stuff here, or do you just want to get people to call me as they need things?
No, I think we'll leave your number and let them call you, and you can be our man at Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Okay, sir.
Steve?
Steve, can you hear?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just give me that those highway openings again so I can jot them down.
That Regional 100 from the lakeshore through St. David's to Niagara Falls is open.
Regional 100 from lakeshore to...
St. David's. And through again to Niagara Falls is open.
All right.
And Highway 55 is open from Niagara-on-the-Lake to St. Catharines.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve, thanks. Stay in touch.
We will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's our number at Niagara-on-the-Lake. If you need anything, 468-2990. I've got an emergency and I've got a mayor. And I'll take the emergency first. 2469. Emergency of what kind?
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, this is C. Beer from Stevensville. This has been brought to your attention before. I know it. I know you have a lot of American listeners. We are using Channel 4 down here for all kinds of emergencies. Over 50% of the rescue operations going on down here are being done by a CB. Right now, here in a four-wheel drive vehicle with regional police in his car, trying to get a lady to the hospital in Fort Erie who apparently is in need of an operation. If the American people that are listening to me now, please, please, we have exhausted ourselves from trying to call. We don't mean to be rude. We need this frequency desperately. This gentleman cannot get back to the base. They're hitting cars. He hit a Nova on number 3 highway. Couldn't see it. Ran right into the rear end of it. Now, we need this frequency desperately. Please understand, we do need it very, very badly. The man Ozark Trail is trying to be located through this frequency. The woman in Crystal Beach was helped through this frequency. Please, please do stay off Channel 4. We need it, and we need it bad. So there you go, John. I can't stress it enough. We're in a heck of a situation down here. I can't see the road, which is 20 feet outside my front door, and we do need help.
Okay, I'll keep on repeating it. It's Channel 4 on the CB channel. You want everybody off it.
I can't. Where's the word come from? We need it.
Okay, you've said it, and I'll keep repeating it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Now we go to Mayor John Weldon of Pelham. Good morning. Good afternoon, Your Worship.
Oh, good afternoon.
John Michael here.
Yes.
And Pelham is how?
I've been listening to so many stories of heroism and non-selfishness this morning that I can't give you too detailed a report on other than to say that they're very bad snowplow crews are plugging along, but it's a very frustrating to keep things going.
Do you need, to our knowledge, we've got some bad areas. Pelham hasn't come up too many times on our board just yet. You're not running Port Colborne is running short of water. Fort Erie is running very short of gasoline. Is Pelham running short of any particular thing? We can start to...
No, I think that the report is quite good at that point of those matters. It's very important that our water supply is intact. And our electrical power is so far been faithful. Our concerns are for people outlying areas, getting food to them, medicine. We've had three pregnant women who had to be rushed to a hospital in the last stages of their pregnancy. We had one man that was a prisoner in his car for 23 hours. There's a bus. Completely buried, with a drift of 28 feet deep. Snowmobilers are the heroes of the whole scene, from what I gather, and four-wheel drive vehicles. But the snowmobilers are the real heroes of this tragedy.
Mr. Weldon, thank you very much for that report. We've just found out two things we didn't know. I'm glad that... Did that gentleman get out of that car okay without any frostbite?
Apparently he did. It's unbelievable. And the person that reported to me is going to check the facts to make sure they're all right. But it's a real story.
Oh, that's super.
We have one other thing I might mention. We had 120 children come from Center School at... prisoners in the school, and the snowmobilers kept them fed and attended to for 2 full days. We have people here that worked over that period without sleep, and I can tell you we have some real heroes in this town.
And once this whole thing's over, Your Worship, I think we're going to start naming a few. Thank you very much.
We better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm John Weldon. The time, of course, for thanks will be after the storm, and we'll get to that. Sherry Edlington needs her snowmobile repaired. If anybody knows how to fix this thing for this lady, would you call this number, 295-4746. We're going to need all the snowmobiles we can get on the roads, and so we don't need any of them standing by. Memo to Bob Green. There's 300 pounds of oats and 50 pounds of cracked corn on the trunk of your car. Okay, Bob Green? All right.
Right here.
on the trunk of your car. And as you said before, it's time to feed the budgies to the cats to the dogs to the dupe. Now, Mr. Watson located his son, Rick. He's out in a four-wheel driver. So, Rick, call your dad. And I know where Rick is. I don't know where specifically, but Rick is probably plowing out just about everybody in sight. Rick is the sort of a guy that just has got a plow. He's in that kind of business. And if he sees a driveway plow, he doesn't ask. He walks in and plows it. He's that sort of a guy. So Rick Watson, anyway, your dad's worried about you. Call him, tell him where you are. Mr. Johnson, Provincial Crane, Niagara Falls. Afternoon shift canceled for today. You may go in on the day shift tomorrow, but as of today, Provincial Crane, we've just heard, the afternoon shift is verboten. Woman on Simcoe Street has two snowmobiles making that trip to Miracle Mart at and Duquette's Pharmacy. Anyone needing anything within the area, call 356-7605 before she takes off. We're looking for a plumber to call me at 356-CJRN or 382-303 and 685-9900 so I can talk with you and people can listen in because their pipes are freezing and they want to know exactly how to handle the situation. If you're a plumber, would you call me so I can have a chat with you?
20 minutes before the hour of 2 on Operation 93 CJRN. By the way, this is hour 74. Hour 74 of Operation Antifreeze. As of 2 o'clock, we will be in Operation Antifreeze, hour 75. Let's run down the conditions again for you in case you've just tuned in and have missed them. In Niagara Falls, Thorold Town Line Road between Beaver Dam and Thoroldstone, cars are piling up, making one heck of a mess. Thoroldstone Road is closed. Niagara Stone Road is closed. That's Thoroldstone Road closed. Niagara Stone Road is closed. Regional 100 between Lakeshore to St. David's and the Falls is open. That's Regional 100 open. Highway 55 open, Niagara on the Lake to St. Catharines. That's 55 open, Niagara on the Lake to St. Catharines. More closures. The Parkway is closed. Please stay off the Parkway unless it's an emergency. If you must travel the Parkway, exit at Burning Springs and then take Portage. And I say, if you must travel the Parkway, I mean an emergency only. Canada Coach is running from Niagara Falls to Hamilton, then on to Kitchener and Galt, from Niagara Falls and St. Catharines. It's not running, Canada Coach not running any buses between here, the peninsula, to Buffalo. No buses from the peninsula to Buffalo whatsoever. Grey Coach is running from the Falls to Toronto. That's Grey Coach running from the Falls to Toronto. No public transportation in Niagara Falls at all. No schools open, no mail delivery. So don't call up asking about schools. St. Catharines, the north and west end, the hardest hit in the Garden City. City Hall is closing. Mayor Roy Adams asking everyone to get your cars off the streets. Take your cars off the streets and let the plows get through. It's either take your car off the street or end up getting a new paint job as well as a new fender job. The OPP advising 406 from St. Catharines to Welland is closed. The 406 is closed. Public transit running in the Garden City, but the Point Robinson bus is only going as far as Wyndon Village. No schools open in St. Catharines, no mail delivery. The QEW from the Garden City to Fort Erie is closed, shut down. From St. Catharines to Hamilton, the QEW is snow-covered, moderate to heavy drifting still reported, poor to nil visibility. Highway 20, visibility nil with heavy drifting. Highway 58 is closed. So if you live in St. Catharines, you are stranded. Number 8 is open. Number 3, Haldeman Welland line to Dunville closed. Dunville to Norfolk line closed. 58 south, Welland to Port Colborne is closed. 140 Welland to Port Colborne closed. Thoroldstone Road, as I said, in Niagara Falls, closed, as is Niagara Stone Road. If you live in St. Catharines, you may or may not get your paper tonight. The Standard is leaving it up to the parents of the carriers whether or not they should deliver tonight. We ask that people do not let their children out to deliver any newspapers. Do not let your children out to deliver any newspapers. It would be totally irresponsible. Well, in Port Colborne area, again, putting out a plea to Mayor Pitts of 356-NEWS. Mayor Pitts, call us 356-NEWS or City Engineer from Welland, Art Lindell. Will you please give us a call, 356-NEWS. City Hall in Welland has been closed down. All roads and highways blocked by heavy snow. Visibility down to zero. Some homes in the Port Colborne area have drifted over. No buses, no schools, no mail delivery. In Port Colborne, they have an emergency. The water situation is down. There are no reserves. Conserve on water. Mayor Saraceno of Port Colborne asking that you conserve on water. There are no reserves. Fort Erie, Crystal Beach, Ridgeway. Roads are blocked. Stay in your homes. No buses, no schools, no mail. Stay inside. Stay off the roads. They have 5 gallons of, in Fort Erie, they have 5 gallon cans of fuel oil at the fire station number 2 on Jarvis Street. That is in Fort Erie, okay? 5 gallon cans of fuel oil at fire station number 2 on Jarvis Street. The Army will deliver it to those who can't get in to pick it up. The Army will deliver that 5 gallon cans of fuel oil at fire station number 2 on Jarvis Street to anybody who cannot pick it up. And if you're burning oil, please, please keep your thermostats down. If you're burning oil, get those thermostats down. The Army now headed for Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, and Stevensville. They have a load of groceries. They'll be dropped off at fire halls and distributed from there. So the Army now headed for Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, and Stevensville. A load of food. The food being dropped off at fire halls to be distributed from there. In Pelham, We just spoke with the mayor. Supplies there are okay. The water's okay. So far, hydro okay. They've had three emergency pregnancy runs, and they have 28-foot snowdrifts. And the mayor said one man was trapped in his car for 23 hours, but managed to get out. Buffalo, again, we put out a repeat. If you're listening in the Buffalo area and you're a CBeer, will you please, please stay off Channel 4. Stay off Channel 4. We have a number of emergency runs being made in the Fort Erie area, and CBeers using Channel 4, they're clogging it up, and they're having a horrible time trying to keep that channel open. Emergencies only, please. We need Channel 4 in the province of Ontario around Fort Erie. Will you leave it alone? In Buffalo, National Guardsmen are being called out for 5 days of active duty. So in Buffalo, if you're in the National Guard, will you please call? You're being called out for 5 days of active duty. There were 8 people. They've died in the blizzard, 7 found in their cars. One man found dead in Fort Erie due to a heart attack. No transportation in and out of Buffalo International Airport. There are no flights in and out of Buffalo International until tomorrow morning. Toronto Airport is all go at the moment. Toronto Airport go if you have to catch a flight. Get to Toronto by bus. Do not try and drive there yourself. Updating the weather once again. For this afternoon, continuing very windy, cold, blowing and drifting whiteouts, squalls. That's very windy, cold, blowing and drifting whiteouts and squalls, especially around the lakes. The same applying for this evening. After midnight, the winds may die down, but there will still be drifting. There is no end in sight to the cold wave. Temperatures will remain steady around minus 13 degrees Celsius, 8 above 0 Fahrenheit, but with the wind chill factor 40 to 50 below zero. We're in hour 74 of Operation Antifreeze on CJRN 710, 13 minutes now before the hour of 2.
Tamlin Drugstore and the Dominion Store Plaza must close at 3 o'clock, which is an hour and a little quarter of an hour from now, so staff can get home. Just a little warning there. Tamlin Drug is calling it quits, so you better get there and get those things. By the way, while we're talking about that, all doctor's offices in the Greater Niagara area are closed. Only call in extreme emergency. Apparently the lines are just starting to back up like you couldn't believe. Bell Telephone are doing a tremendous job keeping things going, but the doctor's lines are apparently just backing all over the place. So only call if it's an extreme emergency. And if you can't get through to a doctor, you call us here at CJR, and we'll put you through somehow, and we'll get in somebody. The message, the woman on Kalar Road got food for her animals. Okay, and I've got the Lord Mayor of Niagara-on-the-Lake on the line. So let's go Lord Mayor first. Mr. Lord Mayor Wilbur Dick, right?
That's right.
Ah, fine, thank you. It's, I'm sorry we had to choose such a terrible day to do it. It's the first time I've spoken to you.
Well,
I have to first off congratulate you.
Thank you very much.
The only one entitled of a Lord Mayor.
We're sitting in the warmest spot in the Niagara region.
Right now, yes, but I can remember when you were flooded out and you were the worst spot in the Niagara region. So it's, you know, everyone gets their turn, and right now it's Lake Erie's turn, shall we say.
Uh-huh.
But Niagara-on-the-Lake, so far, has been very lucky. Well, I guess nothing is coming in from Lake Ontario. It's all coming in from Lake Erie.
That's correct.
But we've already got some snowmobile at Niagara-on-the-Lake, Your Worship, so I think maybe even if it does hit, and it'll probably hit with just high winds, it'll be all organized, too.
Our fire chief has quite a number of snowmobilers standing by, and we're ready for any emergency. Our road crews have the roads in good shape, and we have all our equipment working. And we think we have everything under control.
What might happen, I hope it doesn't, but what might happen is we might ask if some of the fellows might lend a hand in the areas which are right now almost disastrous. Port Clover Beach, Ridgeway, Fort Erie is cut off. Right, they can't get anything in or anything out, and they're running out of gasoline, port out of water. And obviously those areas, no milk left whatsoever, and the children in that area don't have any milk. We're trucking it in with snowmobiles and also with the National Guard, and the snowmobiles are starting to break down now, so could be there's a chance we'll call upon your snowmobilers to help us out a little.
Well, I'm sure the fellows, a number of them have already indicated their willingness to go, the snowmobilers, private fellows. The ones that are standing by are mostly belong to firemen, and like I say, the chief has them under alert. He's working very close with the regional EMO, and like I say, I guess we're the fortunate ones this time.
Well, as I said before, everyone takes their turn. I can remember when the peninsula was bailing you out with floods that were coming from Lake Ontario, and that was, what, 2-3 years ago, I think. So this time, sit tight. Thank you, Your Worship, and I hope we don't have to call upon you.
Well, we're ready to help anytime we can.
Thank you again, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye. Lord Mayor, Wilbur Dick, Niagara on the Lake. Plumber, we need you. How you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
Well, okay, but I'm starting to get those calls now, so I thought we'd better get some plumbing experts on the line.
Concerning that woman who called about the hot water heating system.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. The only thing I can suggest is shut the feet off to her boiler, because it could create quite a few problems if she doesn't shut her feet off to her boiler. But there's nothing you can do about the whole system freezing.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. She can't do a thing about it.
Last time we were talking to people, they were, let me see now, some solid advice, which I think is worth repeating. For instance, if you shut the water off, make sure that that place you shut it off at is well insulated.
Yes, well, it should be inside the house. Like, I'm hoping they have a basement, you know.
Yeah.
That, it will be insulated in the basement, in the pipe. But if they don't shut the water off going to the boiler, it's going to expand and create, you know, it might blow up the whole boiler when it thaws out.
What's the word of caution? Let's get some of that, precautionary advice before the event rather than after the event. What do you suggest, Mr. Plummer?
Well, as far as hot water heating systems go, if they're the house is properly insulated, they should never freeze. But houses that aren't insulated, they will freeze. They will tend to freeze because it's only thin wall pipe that they're running through, like the newer style heating systems. But if they can keep their, you know, water taps going in the basement, you know, if they...
Just keep water coming through the pipes very slowly.
Right. Just a steady drip. They shouldn't have any problem with them freezing. You know, if they do, if they're afraid that they're going to freeze, keep the water running.
Steady drip. So there's the first piece of advice. Open up your taps. Just let them drip through.
Right.
Okay. No point to wrapping her.
No, something was mentioned about a well, how to keep a well from freezing. I'm not too experienced on wells, but I know a few people that are, and I can give them a call and call you back.
Yeah, okay, we'd like that. I'm sure that there's some wells free. We got water mains bursting all over the place.
Right, but the girl had mentioned that to me, but I can give you a call back on that.
Thank you very much, and if I get a problem, I guess you're listening, you'll call me, will you?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Towing list for cars and trucks abandoned on the QEW and exit ramps, would you please call the Ontario Provincial Police? Don't call the regional police. Call OPP if you want to find out about your car. Now, I thought we'd all learn a lesson. Please stay involved in a towing situation. And there's a few cars that have been absolutely wrecked because they're stuck. The wind comes in, the snow piles over them. The snow plows are going through at about 25 miles an hour to get enough speed up to get through the snow. And they're hitting cars. Boom. That's it. It's an emergency, and there's no sorry, gee whiz, or golly. They're pulling the smashed cars off the side and dumping them. So don't go on the road, please. We'll be back in a moment. It's now 2:06 on CJRN. If you need anything, that's the number to call in the Chippewa area of Niagara Falls. Now, CJRN has coordinated all snowmobile help now. Snowmobiles and four-wheel drives are available throughout the region. In fact, I want to let you know we got 30 machines on standby in Fenwick, Port Colborne, Pelham, all over the place. For any help anywhere, in any place, there's no reason why you cannot be gotten to. It may take half an hour, it may take 2 hours, but we'll get to you. Call 356-6710. That's our switchboard number, 356-6710. And that'll get you a snowmobile or a four-wheel drive any place in the Niagara region or southern Ontario. Go right ahead.
John?
Yes.
I called you before, this lady with a plumbing problem.
Yes.
I'll tell you, the radio station is beautiful. We've had 5 plumbers call, and I have a plumber in the house right now.
682, whereabouts are you?
Well, we're just on the outskirts of Pelham.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You got one in the house?
A man just came in just now.
Hey, isn't it? You know, hey, don't we live in a great place?
I'm thinking, I just can't tell you how great it is.
Well, we'll worry about that later. But thank you, and I'm glad we've done all we can for you anyway. You got a plumber there. That's the best man to have there.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck, honey.
Bye-bye.
Well, they say keep trucking. 356-CJRN. As long as you got four wheels, keep trucking. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, can we help you?
I'd like to know if somebody know how to unfreeze a frozen water line underneath the ground coming from...
Yeah, the guy's going to call us back. He was going to call us back and tell us how to unfreeze wells. He's a plumber, and he's going to get all the information and call. So if you'd like to stay tuned, I've got a man calling me back on that information.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, stay tuned. We've got the information coming up.
Thank you.
Plumber said he'd call us back. Things are freezing that have never frozen before in living memory. Pipes are bursting all over the place. 5, 6, 7. Last time I left the studios, there were 6 main water bursts in cities throughout the Niagara region. There has to be more now. Coming to the studios, there was one just at the bottom of the Panasonic, which had burst, and they closed that part of the road up. So there has to be more than that. Never before have so many pipes burst. The regions, the municipalities, their budgets. This snowstorm is going to cost you a fortune. I can tell you that right off the bat. The budgets have just been thrown completely. There is no way you can budget for this kind of storm. The amount of work, overtime, the equipment, the costs, repairs, everything to keep the roads open, millions of dollars, untold millions of dollars. But that's a tab we'll have to pick up. At 73rd hour on CJRN, Operation Antifreeze. Go ahead, can we help you?
This is Noah Storm calling.
This is where?
Plumber.
Gotcha. Now, a guy just called 5 minutes ago and said, how does he handle a well situation?
Well, I'm one of the guys that was out at that chicken farm yesterday.
Yeah.
And his well was frozen up. And what we did is we put a couple of sun lamps down in the well and just keep heat down there and cover the top of the well.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, it'll fire out. That's all you can do with it.
Okay, so all you do is find a hydro outlet and throw in some light bulbs.
Yeah, but keep them out of the water, right? Clear the water.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'll be a little shocking. Okay, so light bulbs, actually, and many people don't understand, and it's kind of, you know, people in the business think it's nothing. But for a guy that's never been in that kind of business, you don't understand, just putting a plain old-fashioned light bulb somewhere generates heat.
That's right, especially these flood lamps. You just let it hang down in the well and cover the top of the light of the well. Seal it off good, like we sealed this guy's well off with styrofoam and put weights on it. And within an hour, it was already starting to melt the ice in there. See, because the line, instead of coming in below the water level, was coming in above the water level and through the ice, and that's where it froze up.
The gentleman said, I guess you can do nothing about a pipe that's frozen just below the ground, can you? Unless you dig it up.
Well, if it's a metal pipe, you can usually get a welding machine and hook it up. There's people that do that with welding machines. You run electric current through them and it tells them out. Plastic pipe, you can forget it, they'll spring.
What do you, is there anything you can put in water? Like, you know, supposing you throw some Epsom salts in some water, does that help it go through?
Well, not too much. Not too much. There's too much of a volume of water, and then the pipe is too small for the Epsom salt to get up into it, see?
All right, so that's out. How about alcohol? I heard that might help.
Well, you're working with potable water. Like, you could put, I hate to say this, but gasoline antifreeze, but you'd have to know how to handle it so it doesn't get into your system. You could get poison with it, eh?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. So the best thing that you can think of is just to get hold of some sun lamps or some even plain light bulbs, naked light bulbs, hang them in, don't let them touch the water because you're going to get a shock, and insulate it a little bit and put the cover back on, and in time it'll melt.
Yeah, and I try to put them over top of the pipe.
Thank you, Mr. Plummer. Appreciate it.
Okay.
There's the word for those who are people whose lines are thing. I got an emergency here. You want to... Okay. 2576. 2576. Okay. Hi.
Hello, John.
Yes,
sir. Wayland Antifreeze.
Okay.
We're on the lake.
All right, John.
We have an emergency here. We have 4 families. One family of 4, one family of 6, and one family of 3. All without food. The family of 3 urgently need food, and the Helping Hands of Niagara have no way to supply it because they don't have any. These people are, Vince's welfare checks have not arrived, and what we're looking for is donations of food. If these people would like to call me at 46890, we will arrange to have the food picked up and delivered to the needy people. We also have a need for one family which is completely without heat. Now that's a family of 7. 5 children and 2 adults. So anybody who can help us, it would be...
You've run out of stove fuel oil.
Yeah, it's not furnace oil. It's a stove oil, a different type of oil. I'm familiar with what it is, but
yeah,
maybe somebody else is.
Yeah. All right. And I better get that number again from you, Steve.
68990.
Gotcha. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Thank you. First emergency has just arisen from Niagara on the Lake as the storm continues to blow through the Niagara region. I'll repeat the Niagara on the Lake emergency number. It's actually, well, it's actually CJRN's employees number, I'll tell you the truth. 468-2990. But any port in a storm, huh? 468-2990 is CJRN's Operation Antifreeze, and its 75th hour continues.
Operation Antifreeze on CJRN 710. The time, 3.5 minutes after the hour of 2. One thing before we get into our Operation Antifreeze news, we have news from Aspen, Colorado, John, that I think everybody will be interested in. Claudine Lage went before the judge today in Aspen, Colorado. She was sentenced to 30 days in Colorado's Picton County Jail. The sentence follows her conviction January 14th on a charge of criminal negligence. That's criminal negligent homicide in the fatal shooting of her lover, skier Spider Savage. So Claudine Lange gets 30 days in Colorado's county jail, Picton County Jail, for shooting her lover, Spider Savage, to death. Ministry of Transportation and Communications now reports heavy drifting. We'll give you a rundown of roads throughout the southern Ontario region for you, as you are listening in other areas other than the peninsula. In the Chatham, London, Windsor, Stratford, Lake Huron regions, visibility in those regions ranges from fair to zero. Highways in southern Ontario generally bare with snow-covered and icy sections. That's generally. In the Huntsville-Muskoka region, highway snow-covered due to heavy snow drifting. Visibility in the southern Georgian Bay area, four to zero due to heavy snow squalls. Major highways, 400 bare with snow-covered, center bare and icy sections. However, I'm sure around the Barrie area with the wind, the several areas of 400, visibility will be down to zero. The 401, bare with snow-covered and icy sections. Highway 40, these are closures. Highway 40, Chatham to Wallaceburg, closed. Highway 59 from 24 to Long Point, closed. 73 from Highway 3, Aylmer to Highway 401, closed. Interchanges 3 from Jarvis, 56 to Alfreda. The QEW closed from St. Catharines easterly. 406, the eastern end, down. Highway 59, Langton to Long Point, closed. Highways 21, 6, 27, 9, 4, 58, 55, now open between Niagara-on-the-Lake and St. Catharines. 20 and 140 are closed. Highway 51 is blocked. The following highways have single-lane sections, 19 north and south, 4 Lambeth to St. Thomas, 59 north, 30 Brighton north to Havelock, highways 12 and 69 single-lane. The following highways are doubtful, 10 and 26. The international bridges, the Ivy Lee Johnson, are closed to southbound traffic due to closing of 81 in New York State. Many highways in the Stratford-Lake Huron region are blocked. So that'll give you an idea of just how extensive this storm has been. Regional 100, Lakeshore to St. David's and Niagara Falls is open, according to our man Steve Wheeler. Highway 55, open to Niagara-on-the-Lake to St. Catharines, as I said. Stay off Niagara Falls, Thorold Town Line between Beaver Dams and Thoroldstone. Cars piling up, one heck of a mess reported. Thoroldstone Road is closed. Niagara Stone is closed. In St. Catharines, all streets in the city are passable, with the exception of the QEW and 406. Both are closed. Fort Erie, Welland, Fort Colborne, Ridgeway, all municipalities in Niagara South, most are closed. Most roads closed. And those that are open are in very bad shape. Stay off. All roads, stay off. Heavy drifting in the falls reported on Morrison, Montrose, Thorold, Dorchester, Swayze, you name it. Parks police say a parkway is closed down unless it's an emergency. If you must travel, exit at Burning Springs, then take Portage. Canada Coach now has suspended service. Canada Coach now has suspended service. St. Catharines to Niagara Falls and vice versa. Okay, so that's St. Catharines to Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls to St. Catharines, Canada Coach, yet. Not running, Fort Erie to Buffalo buses. Grey Coach or Canada Coach is not running to Fort Erie or Buffalo. Grey Coach says it's still running from Niagara Falls to Toronto. It says it's still going. However, we will try and update that situation. Obviously, if it comes to the falls and the falls to St. Catharines, we may not have Grey Coach going out of the falls. In St. Catharines, the north and west end are the hardest hit. The city hall has closed. Mayor Roy Adams is asking, just love it. Mayor Roy Adams is asking everyone to to please get your cars off the streets. Get your cars off the streets to let the snow plows through. If you do not get those cars off the streets, you may end up in the same situation that everybody else has done that left their cars abandoned. You may, in the year, you may end up scrapes and nicks along your vehicle. Simmer down, John. The OPP advising Highway
406. I'm all right, it's you.
Sorry, I lost my hand. Highway 406 from St. Catharines to Welland is closed. The 406 is closed. Public transit is running in the Garden City, but the Point Robinson bus is only going as far as Wyndon Village. Okay, the QEW from the Garden City to Fort Erie closed. From St. Catharines to Hamilton, the QEW snow covered due to moderate to heavy drifting, causing poor to nil visibility. Highway 20, visibility nil, heavy drifting. Highway 58 is closed. If you live in the St. Catharines area, do not venture out unless it's an emergency. Other highway conditions, number 8 is open, but just passable. Number 3, Haldeman-Welland line to Dunnville is closed. Dunnville to Norfolk line is closed. 58 South, Welland to Port Colborne, closed. 140, Welland to Port Colborne, closed. Thorold-Stone Road in Niagara Falls, closed, as is Niagara-Stone Road. If you live in St. Catharines, we mentioned that the last time I was on, you may or may not get your paper tonight. The standard leaving it up to parents of the carriers whether or not they should deliver. Welland, all downtown streets are closed. Police are warning that you do not go downtown. City Hall is closed. And we're asking Mayor Pitts to please give us a call from Welland to let us know the situation officially. Everything is shut down, as far as we know, in the Rose City. Welland County General Hospital reports no major problems at the moment as to other hospitals throughout the peninsula. We will have an updater around 4 as people, as the shift change goes. We may have problems getting some nurses and nurses' aides and other people into the hospitals, so we'll fill you in on that. Again, we ask Mayor Pitts or Art Lindell from Welland to please give us a call, 356-6397, and we'd like to talk to you on the air. Welland, Port Colborne area, as we said, City Hall is closed. Visibility on all roads, zero most of the time due to the winds and drifting. Highways are blocked by heavy snow. Some homes have been virtually blown right over by snowdrifts. And repeating again, one snowbitter I heard, I think, talked to you or Rick Jenneret, went right over the top of somebody's roof. Okay, no buses. Port Colborne, Welland, Fort Erie, no buses, no schools, no mail delivery. Port Colborne has an emergency situation. The water supply there is critical. Conserve on your water. There are no reserves. In Port Colborne, Mayor Saraceno asking that you conserve on water. There are no reserves. Fort Erie, Crystal Beach, Ridgeway. Roads are blocked. Roads are blocked. Close down. Stay in your home. Stay off the road. Stay inside. Niagara-on-the-Lake, Lord Mayor Wilbur Dick telling us that snowmobiles are standing by. The roads are in good shape, everything under control. We do have a couple of emergency situations. If you'd like to call 2990-468-2990, get in touch with Steve Weider from the station and he will fill you in. Apparently they have a food to see there. Okay, fire hydrants throughout the peninsula, will you please keep them open? Fire hydrants, if you have a fire hydrant outside of your, will you please take a shovel, get out there and open it up? We do not want a tragedy. In Pelham, supplies are okay. The water okay so far. Hydro, pretty good. We had 3 emergency pregnancy runs in Pelham. The women got to deliver their babies on time. 28-foot snowdrifts reported. One man trapped for 23 hours. He did manage to get out. Another note from Fort Erie. They have 5-gallon cans of fuel oil at fire station number 2. That's cans of fuel oil at fire station number 2 on Jarvis Street. The Army will come through, deliver it to those who cannot pick it up. If you're burning oil, please keep your thermostats down. The Army now headed for Crystal Beach. They should be there. Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, and Stevensville with a load of groceries. They'll be at the fire halls and distributed from there. This is garbage day in most parts of the peninsula. Do not put your garbage out by the road. A plow has hit some garbage by the road, and it's all over the place. So if you're in your neighborhood and you see neighbors putting out garbage, tell them to take it back in, put a spray can out, and keep your odor down. Do whatever you have. Put a rose on top of it. But don't put your garbage up. This is pickup day, but not a pickup day. Again, we'd like to tell the people who are listening that the National Guardsmen in Buffalo, if you are in the National Guard, you are wanted for 5 days of active duty. No flights in and out of Toronto International, or no flights in and out of Buffalo International, not till tomorrow at least. Toronto International Airport is go. Updating the weather once again very briefly for you. Windy and cold, blowing and drifting in whiteouts, squalls around the lakes. The ticket out flying for this evening, no end in sight to the cold wave. Temperatures today and tonight remaining fairly steady around a minus 13 Celsius, 8 above 0 Fahrenheit. The winds continuing to make it feel like it's 40 to 50 below zero. We have 13 minutes after the hour of 2 in hour 75 of Operation Antifreeze, CJRN 710.
I got the hiccups, but I've also got Mayor of Alan Pitts. Good morning, Your Worship. Good afternoon, Your Worship. Sorry.
Can you hold on for a moment? Mayor Pitts is on with the regional government for a moment.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, maybe a moment.
Okay, I'll hold on. Don't worry, I've got other things I can do. Yes, hello? Hello?
Alan?
Yes, Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Is this John Michael?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry we have to speak under such bad conditions.
Yes, I'm just speaking with the regional engineer, Mr. Conate.
And can I interrupt that conversation and say how are things?
We're finished up.
Oh, okay. All right. Alan, you're snowed in. We understand that you might be running short of water, too.
Well, in Welland, we don't have a crisis situation with water and with power. We have some water breaks. There are about 8 water breaks. But in talking with the superintendent of the water department, he's isolating them, and except for isolated conditions, we are able to handle the situation as far as water and power is concerned. I think all of our people to use good common sense. We don't want to alarm them to the point, though, that if someone is in a home and they need the power to keep the furnace going, this sort of thing, that they should understand that there is power here. Now, we do have the Army has come in to help us. We have 47 personnel from the Army. They're under the direction of Major Smythe and Major Boyle. They're working in close conjunction with the regional police department, and Chief Harris, of course, is helping us, and we're under the direction here of Inspector Boudelier and Superintendent Lee. All of our departments are pulling together. We have an emergency set up. It's been coordinated very well under our Fire Chief Wilson. The emergency numbers are 44512. A great host of CB operators and snowmobile operators and volunteers, volunteer fire department, and we've been trying to look after our real troubled spots. But the individual cars have been ordered off the road by the Army and by the police department. 406 sealed off as far as individual cars are concerned, and only emergency units and essential services are allowed through. This is extremely important because the experience has been that there's an accident and then everything just simply stops. We have had intersections with as many as from 150, and this is no exaggeration, 150 to 300 cars and trucks crossways, and they've spent hours and days, and of course in some cases it still isn't cleared up.
Well, it's just amazing, and we can't get over it, and we've kind of lost our voices trying to tell people why people still insist on going out in cars. It's just the depths of irresponsibility.
Well, we're to this point here. I think that you've been doing a good job for us, and I've been tuned to, we've been keeping in constant contact with C-Howe, and I think that we've got to the point now where most of the people are staying off the road. For the people who are having to drive for essential services and emergency services, we're asking them to keep us. We have a whole host of volunteers, of people on skidoos, and the visibility just simply comes up nil. You drive along a road, and all of a sudden you hit the blowing snow, and you can see nothing. And we don't want anybody to be running into somebody that's going out on an emergency call with insulin or helping somebody taking food out or doing a real mission on a skidoo, because they're moving around pretty quickly, and of course they have face masks on too, and it's very difficult for them. And as you know, with a skidoo, it's pretty hard to turn or stop rather turn sharply or stop quickly. So this is what we're asking, and not only asking, but we're to the point here now in Welland where the regional police department and the Army are demanding that people stay off the road.
Right on. Not
a request anymore. It's now a demand.
Right on. Yesterday I was saying the same. I couldn't understand why it wasn't law. I really can't understand why somebody didn't. I guess it has to come in.
The point where we have marked the law, it isn't that. It's that The point is that it's a demand now, and it's being enforced, and people are just not allowed to be out on the streets.
Alan, we'll dig ourselves out. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Alan Pitts, the mayor. Welland, where now the patience is running thin. The patience is running. I'm looking outside studio window here, and I'm seeing cars go back and forth and back and forth, and you can't then run an emergency. You're back and forth, and if you're listening to me now, you have no idea how angry it's making people just because you've got to go out and do something somewhere or what. I don't know what it is, but now the patience is worn thin enough, and in Welland, you are being hauled off the road. That's it. The army is getting you off and the police are pulling you over. So if in Welland you still insist on driving, you now do so by being, well, you're, now you're going to be pulled over to the side and your car's going to be left there, and then you're going to have to finish up paying a towing bill. I got a whole pile of messages. Let's get through them as we continue with CJRN's Operation Antifreeze. We're going into our 75th hour at 19 past 2. The weather has not improved and is not expected to do so until, if we're lucky, sometime tonight. Derby Road, red and white, transportation to get in store. All right, they've got plenty of bread and milk, but they need to get there. And this is Mr. Servos of Bethune and Ridgeway. If you'd like to call the number, maybe get into the store, you can open it up, 894-3243. I'll have to go through that one again. Johnny Rossetti, go over to Clark's Fina, Thorlstone Road and Dorchester, as they need parts for their broken snowmobile. Please call Ron at the FINA. Johnny Rossetti, get that message there. A message for people whose houses are buried. The furnaces are using up oxygen. Remember that. So for those of you, especially on the Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, Port Colborne, Welland area, those of you in the outlying districts, if your houses are buried, please make sure that you get some air into the homes or you will be suffocated. Derby, red and white, in Fort Erie, is willing to open if someone can get the manager into the store. If you'd like to call Dave at 894-3243, he'll open the store up and give you some food. The corner store at Dorchester and O'Neill and the Dorchester Food Market expect a load of bread shortly, and they have bread and they have milk. Crystal Beach, by the way, has run out of milk. So if you're heading toward Crystal Beach on a snowmobile mission of some kind, you might just offhand take milk with you, because Crystal Beach has run out of milk. Gary, Kathy Murray, by the way, of Dominion Road in Fort Erie, went out, quote, for a walk. Please, please call your father. The number is 894-3512. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of Kathy Murray? Doug Reese of Town and Country Shell, 354-9722. Right there's a broken 1972 Rupp Nitro snowmobile. It needs a pair of sliders and runners and a recoil spring for the starter. These snowmobilers are running their machines into the ground, and the repairs are starting to come up now. We have a fund for repairs. We have money coming in. We have a fund for repairs. If you bust your snowmobile, and we're not asking any questions. Sure, there's going to be one or two people take advantage of the situation. We're not asking any questions. If you've got a snowmobile and you're in the emergency setup, then you've got a fund for repairs. Don't think about the money aspect. Get it repaired. Get that snowmobile back on the road so that we can get you going to people who need food, light, heat, help. The people shoveling driveways put snow back on the road. It's making it dangerous for drivers, I've got here. So when you're shoveling out your driveways, don't throw them in the road. Derby Red and White need transportation to open store. Got that one through. If you'd like to call 894-3243, the manager will go and open the store. Now, towing list for cars and trucks abandoned on the QEW and exit ramps. Don't call the regional police. Call OPP, and they'll get you through. If anyone knows the whereabouts of Kathy Jean Murphy, please call 894-3518.
John, if I can just add a point about ventilating your house in case of asphyxiation through gas. If there, for some reason, your house is so buried you can't get out your windows or your doors, if you can possibly do it from the inside, there is one way you can do it. If you can disconnect the ventilation pipe to your toilet system. There is a pipe on the roof, a pipe about 3 inches around for ventilating the toilets. If you can disconnect that from the sewer system, then that should ventilate at least part of the house if you can't get out at all.
Isn't it amazing what our newsmen know, I tell you, toilet system. You come up with that, way to go.
All by myself.
All
but
by
that's
myself.
A good point. If you can't get
right.
Outside, try that.
We joke a little bit here and there because you can't be serious too much. I think we're all going to go down in the ground here if you get serious all that much. But remember, if your house, and there are houses that are snowed in, snowed over. Let me see now. One thing I do want to keep reminding you, if you're a snowmobile driver, Hydro have called us. Hydro have said that some of their outlying transmitter stations are now snowed under. Those 6 foot, 7 foot high fences are now snowed under with drifts. And if you're driving in the outskirts somewhere, and you're taking a snowmobile there, and you come into a whiteout, and you go straight over that fence, you're going to go smashing into one of those transmitter stations. Transformer stations. If you do, you're going to be a statistic on Bill Shepard's newscast tomorrow. So just, please be very careful about that. Please, you're going to kill yourself if you drive one of those snowmobiles into the transformer stations. The fences have now been snowed over. We've been talking to snowmobilers in the Ridgeway area, Crystal Beach, who have literally snowmobiled over houses, and they didn't realize it until they hit a chimney in a whiteout. They hit a chimney and realized that they'd gone over a two-story house which has been snowed in. Cars now are just two a penny snowed under. We don't know where they are. There must be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Fort Erie Town is getting flooded with calls from people wanting to help people by offering money. They ask you to send a check to the treasurer, Town of Fort Erie, or call 871-4016. If you could call CJRN at 356-6710 if you wish to donate any cash or money or checks, it would be welcome. We're putting it into the gas tanks of snowmobilers. We're putting it into the repairs that they're doing to their vehicles. We're putting it into the gas tanks of four-wheel drive cars and anybody that's in this emergency setup. If you're in Niagara-on-the-Lake, take note of this number, 468-2990. That number will put you in touch with the whole operation if you need anything. Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is now getting buffeted by the winds, 468-2990. 225, CJRN's Operation Antifreeze continues.
Hour 75 of Operation Antifreeze on CJRN 710. The entire region of the peninsula remaining snowbound. The entire region still under snow. Police are keeping their patrol cars off the road unless they're absolutely needed. Again, they're advising motorists. They're not asking anymore. They're telling you, leave your cars at home. Much of the southwestern part of the province also remains at a virtual standstill because of the high winds and severe drifting and snow conditions and so poor visibility. Militia members of the Welland and Lincoln County regiments and snowmobile owners have been called in, and they're reporting to emergency headquarters throughout the peninsula, and they will be given rescue operations, where to go and how to get there. Updating Niagara Falls again, the Thorold Town line between Beaver Dams and Thoroldstone, cars were piled up there earlier. They're trying to clean it up. It was one heck of a mess out there. So that's Thorold Town Line between Beaver Dams and Thoroldstone. Stay away from that area. Highway 55 is open. That's Niagara Stone Road, which is the same as Highway 55. It is now open. Ontario Provincial Police got a cruiser through there. They say it's just passable but open. Okay, Canada Coach has now suspended service from St. Catharines to Niagara Falls and Niagara Falls to St. Catharines. Canada Coach not operating between St. Catharines to Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls to St. Catharines. However, it probably is running buses between St. Catharines to Kitchener, Galt, and Hamilton. So Canada Coach operating between from St. Catharines to Kitchener, Galt, and Hamilton. Gray Coach says it is running buses from Niagara Falls to Toronto. Gray Coach running from Niagara Falls to Toronto. There is no public transit whatsoever in Niagara Falls. No public transit in Niagara Falls. In St. Catharines itself, Mayor Roy Adams has put out a plea to everyone to get your cars off the street. We don't know how you're going to do it, but do it. Please remove your vehicles from the streets to let the snowplows through and clean up operations there. The OPP advising 406 from St. Catharines to Welland is closed. The 406 is closed down. Public transit is running in the Garden City, but the Point Robinson bus is only going as far as Wyndham Village. The Point Robinson bus only going as far as Wyndham Village. No schools open. The QEW from the Garden City to Fort Erie is closed tight. The Fort Erie Garden City run on the QEW closed down. From St. Catharines to Hamilton, the QEW is snow-covered, moderate to heavy drifting, poor to nil visibility. Highway 406, stay off again. Highway 20, visibility, nil, heavy drifting. Highway 58 is closed. Other major highway conditions, number 8 is open, it's passable, just. Number 3, Haldeman Welland Line to Dunville, closed. Dunville to Norfolk Line, closed. 58 South, Welland to Port Colborne, closed. 140, Welland to Port Colborne, closed. If you live in St. Catharines, Don't worry about your fever tonight. You may or may not get it, depending on whether parents let their children out in these disastrous conditions. In Welland, all downtown streets are closed. Police are warning, and the militia asking you, or not asking you anymore, they're warning and telling you not to go downtown. Stay off the streets. So far, power supplies and water supplies are good. We just talked to Mayor Pitts, and he says everything is okay there. He has 47 Army personnel working, along with the Regional Police Department and EMO, and they're advising motorists and other people to stay in their homes unless it is an absolute emergency. Everything shut down in downtown Welland. Welland County General Hospital reporting no major problems at the moment. City Hall, as I said, closed down. Most streets, visibility is zero because of the blowing snow. Some homes in the Port Colborne area drifted over. The two-story homes drifted over. One snowmobile plowing into a chimney in a whiteout. No buses, no schools. Port Colborne, we have a state of emergency concerning water. Conserve your water supplies. There are no reserves in Port Colborne. Mayor Saraceno putting out that plea. Conserve your water. There are no reserves. Fort Erie, Crystal Beach, Ridgeway, Waynefleet, roads are blocked. Stay in your homes. Roads are virtually impassable. Stay in your homes. Stay inside. Niagara on the Lake, Mayor Wilbur Dick saying snowmobilers are standing by. The roads are in good shape so far. However, the winds are picking up there. We did have an emergency number for you. Steve Witter from CJRN in Niagara on the Lake saying that emergency only. Will you please call 468-2990? 468-2990. In Fort Erie, another note, they have 5-gallon cans of fuel oil at fire station number 2. That is on Jarvis Street. Fire station number 2 on Jarvis Street. The Army will deliver it to those who cannot pick it up. And if you're burning oil, please keep your thermostats down. If you're burning oil, please keep those thermostats down. The Army headed for Crystal Beach earlier, along with Ridgeway and Stevensville. They had a load of groceries, dropped them off at fire halls, and if you need food, they'll be distributed from there. Another reminder, garbage day in the peninsula. Do not put out your garbage. Do not put out your garbage. In Buffalo, New York, the situation there is extremely critical. A state of emergency still existing. National Guardsmen now being called out for 5 days of active duty. The National Guardsmen in the Queen City being called out for 5 days of active duty. No flights at Buffalo International till tomorrow morning. Buffalo International, tut shite. Or, how do you say that? Tut shite.
Shut tight.
Would you say shut tight?
Can I add a point here? We had a call from a plumber, and rightly so, and I'm glad he called us to about that announcement about disconnecting your sewer pipe. It's best right now that you do not do that. So really forget what we said before, because apparently if you break the pipe, the gases from the sewer and your septic tanks could come up inside, and perhaps that'll be poisonous, and if you light a match, you could have an explosion. So I guess forget that idea about the sewer pipe for now, and just try to get the house ventilated as best you can.
Right, good point, Eric. Okay, the weather forecast as it stands now. We have windy and cold, blowing, drifting, whiteout squalls around the lakes, particularly Lake Erie. So that's continuing very windy and cold, blowing and drifting and whiteouts, along with squalls, particularly around Lake Erie. The same applying for this evening. No end in sight to the cold wave. Temperatures today and tonight will hold fairly steady around minus 13 degrees Celsius, 8 above 0 Fahrenheit, with the wind chill factor 40 to 50 below zero. That's 40 to 50 below zero. 28 minutes before the hour of 3, hour 75, as Operation Antifreeze continues on CJRN.
Okay, how did we go, Steve, in Niagara Lake with that plea for food?
Absolutely wonderful, John.
Yeah.
The response was overwhelming, and I think we owe a great big thank you to everybody who called in. We think now we've probably got enough food for 10 families, not 4, and enough stove oil to probably heat the whole town. I don't know, it's just incredible. Just amazing how people can get together when this kind of crisis hits. And another wonderful offer has just come through from a Mrs. Ida Smith, and she says that she can put up, say 10, 15, 18 people if they happen to be stuck in Niagara Falls overnight. And would you like me to give you the phone number for Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Mrs. Ida Smith.
Nobody could be finer but Ida.
She lives at 4635 Baldwin Avenue, and her telephone number is 356-2956. That's 356-2956. She has plenty of food, plenty of blankets, lots of warmth.
And anybody who's trapped in Niagara Falls overnight, give her a call. She'd be glad to hear from you.
Okay, Steve. Well, Steve, keeping your number going, if you got something else, well, have you got enough, or do you want me to repeat that number again?
Well, people are glad to hear it, I hope.
Okay, fine.
Phone's busy, and
all right,
we're happy to help.
Super. Okay, Steve, we know.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
468-2990, Niagara on the Lake number, for any help that can be put into this storm. The woman from Fort Erie who needed drugs at Zeller's, that was about an hour ago. Okay, everything fine. We got the people listening to us from Zeller's. They got in touch with somebody else, and the woman got her drugs. So we file that in the accomplishment. Chippewa Fire Hall standing by with snowmobilers, should you need them, 295-4398. And that's the beginning. The edge of Chippewa is the beginning, shall we say, as far as Niagara Falls is concerned. Out toward that way is where the problem starts. Going out Willoughby Drive up towards Sodom, Kayla, then you start getting a whoo, forget it, dig in. Any donations for antifreeze, call 356-6710 or mail your contributions to Box 710, Operation Antifreeze. Would you do that? Thank you very much. So many people want to join in but can't physically do it. And I'm talking people from Hamilton, Toronto, and all other spots and all other places that are listening to the show. We have so many calls from people who say we can't believe what's happening. Believe it, folks. Believe it. Also might mention your Check It Out this evening. This is no time to be shy. I guess CBC and CTV have both been down filming situations, so you'll be able to check it out this evening at 6:30 on the news. I believe that's the time it goes on. 25 minutes to 3 on CJRN. Snowmobile parts are available in Jordan Harbor at Campbell Boats, 562-5901. Many people are breaking down. Their snowmobiles are finally burning out. And that's where we need some of that money, so that we can replace it and also for gasoline to keep the snowmobiles going. We got parts available at Jordan Harbor at Campbell Boats, 562-5901. If you need groceries to be delivered in Thorold, call 227-3482. Let's get back into some openings and closings here. Top Grain Leather has free coffee at Bridge and Stanley. Rainbow Dairies has fresh bread and milk just in. Avondale on Morrison Street has bread and milk until 9 o'clock this evening. Foster's Service Station by the Chippewa Legion is open for emergencies only. Fraser's Grocery on St. Clair till 7 o'clock. C&C Yachts, originally open, is canceling the afternoon shift. Thank goodness for that. I remember when they first came in and they told me to read the fact it was open. The first thought that goes through my mind, to be quite candid, is if anyone wants to buy a yacht today, forget it. Anyway, it seems to me that unless there's no point putting people on the roads, and if you have to have your shift in, okay, I guess so. But if you don't have to, there's no point putting people on the roads and creating worse situation than already is. So I'm glad to see that C&C Yachts have finally canceled the afternoon shift. If you need a shoveler, I've got a number here, 354-8811. If you need groceries in the Ascot Woods area, call 356-9697. Someone there with a four-wheeler will deliver. If you're out of water, you've got 5 gallons of fresh water in your toilet tank. How about that for a suggestion? We know that Port Colborne is getting short of water, and they know that there are many, many, many water mains which are suddenly and have broken and burst and spread water all over the place. So we've been advising people in situations whereby we get to know there's a shortage to fill up your bathtubs, but some people are still caught without water. My suggestion here, which has just come into me, was that if you are out of water, remember, you've got 5 gallons of fresh water in your toilet tank. So there's a reservoir you probably didn't even know you had. See here that Mrs. Barnhart got her medication, which is super. Let's go to the telephones if we can be of some help to you.
Is this John?
Yes, it is.
John, I'm calling for my brother. He has a van, and he's a CBer, but he can't call out. And he is going out to Hodgson Street now. And if anybody needs any rides in from out around that district, he would be glad to pick them up. And if anyone needs any assistance tonight, he'd be glad to help them out. I think you, this is Connie.
Okay, can I call you?
Yes, 356-6190.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you very much.
John?
Yeah?
Pardon me, 93.
I'll repeat the number again.
356-6193.
Okay, got it.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
And we'd be glad to be of any assistance.
Thank you very much.
Quite welcome.
We suggest that you stand by your radio with a pencil and a piece of paper and anything that pertains to you or where you might be able to fit in, just take the phone number down. Mrs. Cudney and Mr. Bigger got their medication. The snowmobilers or whoever it is got through. Thank you. People with fire hydrants on your property so people who need to clear them can locate them. This message in our Garden City. It's starting to blow up now. All things are, of course, canceled. A person at 688-2247 will drive pensioners to the post office to pick up checks in St. Catharines. We got that one at about 10 minutes ago. The Willoughby Fire Department is open for business. We see the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Fort Erie is open till 7 o'clock, and My Song Restaurant in Fort Erie open till 9. Fort Erie hard hit. Baby food is available to anyone in the Oak Hill, Forest, and Ridgeway area. Simply ask and call 894-4630 and ask for food or water. That's all you have to do. 894-4630, and that's for anyone in Oak Hill, Forest, and Ridgeway area. Baby food available. John's Gas Bar in Ridgeway on Gorham Road will remain open until 6 o'clock this evening. Cressway Motors, open for snowmobile repairs. M&J Drive-In is also open. Fort Erie is snowed in, and I mean like a fort. There's no way in, there's no way out. The last we heard, they had closed the Queenston Bridge, and I had understood that they had closed all bridges across to the United States. Although I heard CJRN's news tell me, and I'm taking that word for gospel, that Fort Erie, the Peace Bridge, was open again. I haven't heard anything other than that, but Tom Rowe had said it was open. But the first initial reaction was, of course, if the bridge is closed, there is no way in, no way out for anybody in Fort Erie. All highways are closed going into Fort Erie, and so Fort Erie is starting to run low. There are one or two places that are already running out of gasoline. Once gasoline starts falling low, of course, you can't get those snowmobiles and emergency vehicles regassed. So we're asking you, for other reasons than simply common sense, stay off the roads. You're using up needless gasoline. Lewis Taxi Service is open for emergencies in the Fort Erie area. Telephone 871-4421. Volunteer nurses handling emergencies only. In Fort Erie, 871-5888. I'll repeat that, 871-5888. We've had a couple of pregnant ladies who have had their babies in the snowstorm in Fort Erie. And that, I guess you can say, is an emergency. They didn't have the baby in the snowstorm. They got to a hospital, okay, thanks to people who are risking a lot. For instance, snowmobiles are now starting to get out there, and they're finding so many whiteouts with the winds of 50 miles an hour that they can come along, and if your car is stuck somewhere, they can go into you. Now, a snowmobiler may not survive one of those crashes. A car, you're going to finish up with a dented hood. A snowmobiler is going to go flying. Please, get off the highways. We've heard from Alan Pitts of Welland that they've now lost patience in the Rose City, and the Army and the police are pulling off drivers. They're pulling you off, and they're impounding your cars. So now they got to the stage of impatience in Welland. Don't drive unless you've got to. Willoughby Fire Department, I've already gone that, and I got to go to line 382.
Complaints, but said they found it hard to stop the hit-and-run looters. We have had incidents of looting in the peninsula, not as bad as the Queen City. One witness said thieves ignoring police, warning shots,